When Hillary Oliver would go to film festivals, she felt that something was missing.
Women I knew were getting frustrated because they would go to these adventure film festivals and not see anything that represented what they felt like was their experience in the outdoors. And they would come back being like, where were all the women? You know, we didn't see any women climbers. We didn't see any films by women. We just saw guys' stories.
But now the writer turned film director is having her first ever production premiere at the Five Point Adventure Film Festival later this week. Her movie, Being Here, is a poem over shots of her doing what she loves, spending time outside.
My territory expands with the horizon. I'm finding my path, remembering my power, that I am strong and connected.
The idea for Oliver's film came from the time she spent living in a van with her boyfriend, traveling around the American West.
When I remember waking up at home and just thinking, oh, I wish I was waking up in my sleeping bag outside and watching a sunrise and missing that kind of quiet moment. And the way you can really think in a moment like that, that you can't when you're, you know, when your alarm is going off in the morning and you're thinking about work.
Sarah Wood, the executive director of the festival, says people had been asking for years why there were so few films featuring women. It's a problem that she thinks stems from the source of material.
When you have, you know, 300 films submitted by or about men and you have 10 submitted by or about women, most of your program's going to be films by or about men.
Or it could be that outdoor sports are just starting to be fully embraced by women and are becoming more welcoming. Emily Harrington stars in the film Role Reversal. Harrington is a professional climber and helps her father to achieve one of his climbing goals.
He actually likes climbing and isn't just the dad who stands on the sidelines or belays. He actually climbs for himself. Tomorrow we
start the project. Harrington says her father pushed her to go outside when she was younger. Maybe now, she says, that's becoming more common.
You know, slowly but surely, females start to catch on. They start to see other girls participating, and then they get motivated, and then they start to participate as well. So, you know, I just think, you know, maybe we're at a little bit of a disadvantage through history or something like that. And maybe when back in the day, girls weren't as encouraged to go and play outside.
And now that more women are starting to get into the adventure film business, Sarah Wood says it's time for them to step up and do something for themselves.
We have to pick up the camera if we want to see it. We can't wait for somebody else to do it. If we want to see this change, we have to pick up the camera. And Hillary did.
Hillary Oliver's film crew was all women. It wasn't intentional, she says, but it helped her to put a feminine touch on what she was trying to convey in her film. She missed the time she spent outdoors, both alone and with her boyfriend.
It was a really special time for me and for both of us in a lot of ways, but I just spent more mornings waking up to sunrises and hearing the birds sing and going to sleep, looking at the stars more than any other time in my life.
And now she's sharing the love of the outdoors in her film, which debuts on Saturday. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.